Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio in the house.
Hey-o.
For this pre-playoff edition.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
This is so amazing how this has all played out to still be one more day of baseball.
Yeah.
With games that affect us.
Yes. This was the scenario that I think everybody in the Brewers, and quite frankly, everybody else in baseball was rooting for.
Yeah.
Because you gotta play all 162, man. And if there was a scenario where, oh, well, don't make them go back to Atlanta, just have the Mets stay there and have the Braves go on to San Diego and everything's fine, there would have been an uproar. So thank goodness for that.
Would have started right here at this microphone.
Amen.
So lit some people up.
The thought is, okay, if you don't like playing this doubleheader and the Diamondbacks having to sit there on their hands and hope if they're going to play better, like win one more game. Like, I mean, it's just like all the losses that you shouldn't have lost. This is why it's so easy to sell. Okay, I know it's the middle of June and we don't want to overreact to this game, but every game does matter at the end of the year.
So basically, if one of the teams sweeps, so if the Mets win both games, they come back to Milwaukee.
No.
They go to California.
Here,
all right, you do it.
Okay, so if there's a sweep, that team goes to San Diego,
right. Yeah.
And then the Diamondbacks come here. So the Diamondbacks are rooting for a sweep.
Right.
If it's a split, which is the more likely scenario, the Mets turn around and come right back here, and Atlanta would go to San Diego, and Arizona is out.
And the reason a split would be more likely is because
you would use your ace, per se. So the Mets haven't announced who they're going to start in Game 1. They have Luis Severino available. The Mets have already said they're going to start Chris Sale in a Game 2 scenario, meaning, well, if they win Game 1 and they already punched their ticket, they don't need to use anybody
right.
in Game 2 and vice versa for the Mets. So that means Chris Sale will be starting Game 1 of the playoffs on Tuesday, and then the Mets have to figure out who they would want to throw for Game 2.
And how this plays out for the Brewers, as we said, we know for sure that we have a 4:32 p.m. start, first pitch at American Family Field tomorrow. We know Wednesday's game would be at 6:38 p.m., could be a Thursday game if needed. How this shakes out for the Brewers would be, and careful what you wish for, right?
Always.
You don't want to get too much of, well, we'd rather play this team or that. Given the scenario that you just laid out about the Mets and how they might have to pitch this guy or that guy
yeah.
or play into, not to mention having flown from here to Atlanta, then Atlanta back to here, like, kind of ideally, you'd like to play the Mets.
Yeah, you'd like to play the Mets, and you'd like them to lose Game 1, because that means they have to use all their pitching just to make sure yep. they get into the playoffs in Game 2. Everyone's mad, everyone's angry, and then they would finally come here tomorrow.
Yep.
And that, I also have no interest in seeing the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I get that, but look, the Brewers were maybe one decision away from sweeping them in Arizona, and then they already scarred them with an 8-run comeback here, and quite frankly, the Brewers did not play up to their snuff in those three games after. I mean, Willie got his first day off, and there were guys that were just, all right, well, there's nothing to play for. Just, we're the three seed, and then I think it would be a different mojo when you face Diamondbacks. The Brewers, whoever it is, the Brewers should win a series.
Playoff baseball at American Family Field tomorrow, 4:32, first pitch.
I'm on tonight at 7 o'clock, Brewers Hunt for Brew October show, presented by Delta Dental, 7 to 9. Lots of coverage coming tonight.
And by then, we'll know, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Gosh,
yeah,
extra 12, innings. Could you imagine extra innings in a doubleheader today?
Awesome.
Yes, please.